Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Ben Allen Lubin gives the Tar Heels flexibility in so many ways. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The 6'8 transfer from Vanderbilt will do some of what Harrison Ingram and Amanda Bacot did, playing power forward but also inside, rebound the ball at the same pace over his last 10 games at Vandy as Ingram did all season, and maybe even be better on the offensive end, where 70% of his shots came from the paint or at the rim and was among the best in the SEC at putback percentage. His time inside will leave plenty of minutes for fellow transfer and marksman Kay Tyson to get comfortable at small forward and shoot the 46% from outside that he did at Belmont, with a chance to be the new Cormac Ryan. Per our reports, Lubin will give the program what it lost in Ingram, Ryan, and Bacot, guys who came to play for the UNC brand more than the NIL Bucks and were as good in the locker room as on the court. He arrives with the same 2 years of eligibility left as Ingram, who played so well he opted for the NBA draft after one season. Lubin's recruitment seems to have come with no strings attached. Having scholarships left, Yuba Davis and his staff may keep looking for another big who can produce in the paint or protect the rim or block some shots, and at the very least will be a valuable practice competitor and an occasional contributor in games like James Okonkwo. And don't forget, projected starter Jalen Washington, first forward reserve Jalen Withers, and promising sophomore Zayden High are returning and will be joined by incoming freshman James Brown. In short, Lubin will help. He is a solid player whose stats could be misleading either way, having played on a bad team whose coach Jerry Stackhouse was fired with a 70-92 record after 5 years, 9-23 last season. Stackhouse, the legendary Tar Heel of the 1990s, earned SEC Coach of the Year in 2023 with a 22-15 record. "He's a really good post player," Stackhouse told Inside Carolina of Lubin, throwing it down there to him. "And he's a really good passer when teams bring the double team. He has a knack for finishing, with really good touch around the basket." All in all, Lubin looks like a good fit for the Carolina basketball family. This is Archansky. See you at the Casual Pint.